Several school districts say the boxes of records returned by former Stark County Educational Service Center attorney Mary Jo Shannon Slick don't match what they expected. Court records state the districts reported receiving fewer documents than the amount of legal work done over the years. The service center is suing Shannon Slick, accusing her of taking and shredding files before she was fired last month. She denies destroying any records, and her attorney calls the case retaliation. The case is moving to mediation with a trial set for October 5th. A judge has extended an order blocking Shannon Slick from disposing of any material. Police reports detail disturbing conditions at a Jackson Township home where officers say they found an emaciated dog. Today, the woman accused in that case stood before a judge. 22-year-old Sarai Langton was arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court on a misdemeanor animal cruelty charge and entered a not guilty plea. The charge stems from an October 16th call to a Foxhaven Avenue Northwest address. A judge issued a warrant after finding probable cause in the complaint. Langton was released on a recognizance bond, and her pretrial hearing is set for December 9th. The village of Minerva has closed the community center on Brock Avenue until further notice due to concerns about the building's structural condition. The decision was made out of an abundance of caution after a recommendation from the Stark County Building Department. Administrator Greg Meidinger says the village is now working with the county to assess the structural issues and determine what's needed to ensure public safety. Minerva is also forming a community center steering committee to help evaluate options for the facility's future. Nimishillen Township trustees honored four firefighters during Thursday's meeting. WDPN's David Schur reports.
Cleveland Clinic Mercy Hospital gave special recognition to Fire Captain Don Johnson and firefighter paramedics David Hatless, Robert Bonner, and Christopher Hendershot for their exceptional dedication to duty in the delivery of a baby boy on September 2nd in the parents' car. Trustees also approved a $1,350 payment to Youngstown Safety Forces Foundation for the firefighter EMS instructor certification for Alexandra Brown, bills totaling $30,457, and contracts for a five-year security system with Media 144 and for the authorized destruction of public documents by a company called U-Shredded.
The Timken Company is extending its century-long dividend streak. The Jackson Township-based manufacturer has declared a 35-cent per share quarterly dividend payable December 5th to shareholders of record November 25th. Timken has paid a dividend every quarter since 1922, making it one of the longest payout runs on the New York Stock Exchange. The company says 2025 will mark its 12th straight year of annual dividend growth. Timken, which makes engineered bearings and industrial motion products, reported $4.6 billion in sales last year. Kent State University has updated its winter weather policy after a student-led push to better protect campus safety in extreme cold. The change came after student government president Ivory Kendrick presented a proposal detailing frostbite risks and how students could be exposed while walking between buildings. The Record Courier reports university officials agreed, lowering the wind chill threshold for canceling or delaying classes from minus 20 to minus 15 degrees. Administrators said the proposal was well-researched and fits Kent State's students first policy. By comparison, the University of Akron still considers closures when wind chills hit minus 20 or colder. A federal judge is pressing forward with the East Palestine train derailment settlement after an appeal was dismissed. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out challenges from some residents and businesses who opposed the deal, saying their filings lacked jurisdiction and they failed to pay an $850,000 appeal bond. In federal court Thursday, Judge Benita Pearson said victims have waited too long for their payouts. About 55,000 people are expected to share in the $600 million settlement, but there's still no date for disbursement. The case stems from the 2023 Norfolk Southern derailment in East Palestine. Boardman police are investigating a major romance scam after a local woman lost thousands of dollars. The woman told police she met a man on Facebook who claimed to be in the logging business and asked for money over several months for supposed equipment problems and a lost credit card. Investigators say the victim transferred more than $220,000 from her Fidelity account before realizing it was a scam. She managed to stop one transfer to a Colorado bank, where a private investigator is now trying to track down the suspect. The woman has closed her accounts and is working with police as the case continues. Youngstown police say one of two men shot Sunday night on the city's south side has died. 40-year-old Kenny Stanton died at St. Elizabeth Health Center from gunshot wounds he suffered just before 11 at a store at Market Street and West Midlothian Boulevard. A second man was also shot and treated at the hospital. Stanton's death brings Youngstown's homicide total to 10 for the year. There were 22 at this time in 2024. The Highway Patrol says a Pennsylvania woman was killed in a crash Thursday night in Trumbull County. Troopers say 50-year-old Holly Markin of Beaver Falls died after her car was hit while she was turning from Route 422 onto State Route 305 Drive in Southington Township just before 6:30. The driver and passenger in the other vehicle were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Multiple fire departments and the sheriff's office assisted at the scene. A section of 422 was temporarily closed. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.